We realize that Habakkuk points to the literal fulfillment when the Chaldeans come to the Israelites. But at the same time, Habakkuk points to the rise of the other Babylon that we call the Ten Horns. Remember, we mentioned the Ten Horns equal the Babylonian Empire. The Babylonian Empire represents also the revised Roman Empire. Let me point to the similarity. Daniel is where we're going to start with, the book of Daniel. Chapter 7. Do you notice that all the four empires are linked together? Although there are many empires, but the four are linked closely together, one following the other. And of the four empires, in the book of Daniel, let's look first at Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Daniel chapter 2. Oh, we pray that as you begin to study the Word and through these lessons, that you love the Bible so much that you begin to read them over and over again. The Bible is good news. And the Bible is sometimes good news ahead of the news. Tells you news before it happens. Daniel chapter 2, it says here in verse 37, the interpretation. You, O king, are a king of kings. Now, how many statues was there? One. Do you notice that all the four empires, including the other last 10 toes, are called one statue? Have you ever taken note of that? They are all one statue. Now, normally when you look at a statue, even though the statue, can you imagine, visualize it? The top of the statue, the head, is made from gold. Then the middle portion is made from silver. And then a third is made from bronze. Then the last section, the legs, are made of iron. Then the toes are made of iron and clay, before the big stone came. Now when you look at the statue, don't you consider that the statue is only one? Have you ever noticed that? The four empires with the 10 toes are considered one statue. And that is an introduction in the book of Daniel 2, although it's the story section. Daniel is divided into two sections. The first is the historical, second is the prophetic. Six plus chapters plus six. But they are closely linked. And here is where many scholars in eschatology miss out. They forgot that the Babylonian prophecy also refers to the revised Roman Empire. Because as far as the prophecy of Daniel is concerned, all the four plus the ten, the last ten, equals one statue. They are all related together. And the first kingdom is the Babylonian Empire. The silver is the Middle Persian. The bronze represents the Greek Empire. The iron represents the Roman Empire. And the iron and clay, the 10 toes, represent the 10 last revised Roman Empire. Now the toes and the head are connected, just like our head and our toes are connected. There is a link. Now turn to Daniel chapter 7. As we unfold the mystery. Which is why we say that Nahum and Habakkuk are important. If you understand Nahum, you can understand Habakkuk, because the two are linked together in eschatological type. Daniel chapter 7. Now, as we read, note what type of creature and the description of each creature. Basically, there are four creatures. The four creatures, again, are a repeat of the same thing. The first creature is the Babylonian Empire. The second creature is the Medo-Persian Empire. The third creature is the Greek Empire. The fourth creature is the Roman Empire. And that we don't need to interpret much, because that interpretation is standard in all books and all eschatology and all Bible scholars. Literally, this is one of those areas where it's 100% agreement. And now notice what the first creature is like. Verse 4, a lion, right? A lion with eagle's wings. Eagle's wings represent the speed. And you notice that in Habakkuk chapter 1, that the speed they move is like the eagle's wings. In Habakkuk chapter 1, says here, verse 8, their horses also are swifter than leopards, and more fierce than evening wolves. Their chargers charge ahead, their cavalry comes from afar. They fly as the eagle that hastens to eat. Verse 6, indeed I am raising up the Chaldeans, a bitter and hasty nation. Now the eagle's wings represent its speed, the haste, hastiness. Well, back Daniel chapter 7, back to Daniel 7. So the Babylonian Empire is the lion in verse 4. Verse 5, the second beast, which is the Medo-Persian, is the bear. The bear. Verse 6, after this I looked, and there was another like a leopard, and it had four wings of a bird and four heads, and dominion was given to it. Four heads tells you there are four leaders in four empires that came out of that later. The four wings represent the speed by which they move. There were four generals that took over from Alexander the Great when he died. Verse 7, the four beasts, there's no description about what it is like. But you have the first three described: the lion, the bear, and the leopard. Then the fourth is described in very awful terms. He says, very powerful and odd-looking thing. Now, turn to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 13. The rise of the Antichrist Empire. Verse 1. I saw a beast rising up. Revelation 13 verse 1. I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven horns and seven heads and ten horns, and on his head 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Verse 2. Look at the description of the Antichrist. The beast which I saw was like a leopard. There's some element of the Greek Empire. His feet were like the feet of a bear. There were elements of the Medo-Persian Empire. His mouth was like the mouth of a lion, which was the Babylonian Empire and symbol, the winged lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Now why are we saying here that the revised Roman Empire, which is the ten toes, also in the spiritual realm is called Babylon? Just as the head is called Babylon, and the rest are all linked to the Babylonian Empire, right up to the ten toes. That explains why in the book of Revelation chapter 17, when it talks about the woman in verse 5, and on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Now you understand that from the time the Babylonian Empire was started, there is the spirit of Antichrist that was manifested and that flows straight down. What is the spirit of Antichrist? There are three areas. But let's look now to the book of Genesis. In the Tower of Babel, chapter 11, which is in a figurative sense the first Babylon. The Tower of Babel, Genesis 11, says there in verse 3, then they said to one another, you see, Genesis, if you are a student in eschatological interest in eschatology, every expert in Genesis will tell you that the book of Genesis has the beginning of every theology. Every branch of theology can be found there. Even Babylon and the spirit of Antichrist is found in Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. Represent the same spirit. So in Genesis 11, the earth was one language, one speech. Came to pass that they journeyed from the east, and they found a plain, a land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. There are three things that you want to note here. They said to one another. They talked among themselves. They discussed. They said to one another. The Tower of Babel, which is the spirit of Babylon, is from men. From men. The very initiative is from men, not from God. The Babylonian spirit. Number two, they said, come, let us build. Now look, it's almost like God saying, let us make man in our image. Now it's man saying, let us build. In other words, it is by men. The power to do it is men. And then it says, let us build ourselves. Let us make a name for ourselves. It is for men. The three things. From men, by men, to men. Instead of it being from God, by God, to God. The spirit of Antichrist, from man, by man, to man. Jesus told Peter when he was yielding to the wrong influence in Matthew 16. And he rebuked Satan who was influencing him from going to the cross. He says, get thee behind me, Satan, he says in Matthew 16. For thou severest not the things of God, but the things of man. But the things of man. Spirit of Antichrist, from man, by man, to man. Now, turn over to the book of Daniel, chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4. Verse 30. Here is the king of Babylon speaking. Now you understand why the Bible lists Babylon so prominently. Because Babylon typifies the head and the toes are equal in the spirit. Because the 10 toes will manifest what the head manifested, although they are of inferior quality. Chapter 4, verse 30. The king spoke, saying, is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty.